Sheilot Tshuvot Meshiv Davar, a short paragraph. He writes here about the developing idea of austrit, of having separate communities, of not joining the community of other Jews because we disagree with their religious attitudes, and therefore we separate. The Netziv writes as follows. Le'inyan kehilot charediyot nifradot, about separate religious kehilot, eitzazu kasha kecharavot lagufa uma v'kiyuma, asher al pi ro'ot einei echad mimachzikei hadat, yidmeh sheploni eno mitnaheg al pi darko b'avodat Hashem, v'yishbetenu leminut, v'yitlachek mimenu v'yirotfim zeze beheter b'dimyon kozev, chas v'shalom. It allows people to think, to become self-righteous, and to think that they are firmer than thou, and therefore everybody else, yishbetenu leminut, he will consider him an apikoros. And the Tziv writes as if he lived today. And probably the most forceful, the most eloquent expression of Torah tolerance is again by the Netziv. I strongly commend it to you. If you have not done so, get the Hamek Dover, the set of Chumashim with the Netziv, and read his introduction to Bereshit. It's a gem. Just a few sentences from that introduction. He says as follows. Anshei Bayit Sheni, Hayu Tzadikim V'Chasidim V'Amelei Torah. They were great. People in Bayit Sheni were truly Tzadikim V'Chasidim and Amelei Torah, worked in Torah. Ach, Lo Hayu Yesharim B'Halichot Alamam. They were not straight. Great Talmidei Chachamim, very pious, Shomrei Mitzvah, but they were not straight when it came to ordinary life. Mipnei sinat chinam shebelibam chashdu et mi shara'u shenaheg shelo kedatam b'yirat Hashem shehu tzeduki ba'apikoros. They considered everyone whose religious complexion, religious approach in Yirat Hashem was not the same as theirs. They considered them a tzeduki and an apikoros. Uvo'u al yedei zeh l'shvichat damim, and ultimately it ended up in shvichat damim. L'chol hara'ot sheba'olam ad shecharav habayit. Shehakadosh baruch hu yashar hu ve'eino sovel tzadikim ka'ele. God is not tolerant of such intolerant tzadikim. Ela ba'ofan sheholchim b'derech hayashar gam ba'alichot olam v'lo ba'akmimut. Af agav shu l'shem shemayim. D'ze goreim churban habriya harisut v'harisut yeshivot yeshuv ha'aretz. Well, I can go on, which I won't, on other sources. But the point is, I think, clear that we have sources for a more tolerant attitude that are applicable and appropriate for our times. Now, I must again say that by the very nature of the problem, there is a need for balance. There is no, again I repeat, there is no absolute tolerance. And there certainly is no absolute intolerance. And one can only say that we must strive for a maximum of tolerance, and no one can give me any clear prescription of a specific situation that will arise, but we can have guidelines, at least to broaden the acceptability of Jews for and by each other. Well, how do we today measure up to such high standards? Let's be honest. We Jews have rather an excellent record when it comes to persecution. We have not been persecutors. And nevertheless, there is a not insignificant tradition of violence in our otherwise very pacific and peaceful history. There is an element of violence in our background. I don't want to go in too many details. And this was true even before the Rabin murder by a political dissident, a nationalist fanatic. And we Orthodox Jews are not immune to that particular noxious strain in our background. There is a great deal, not of difference of opinion is marvelous. There's a great deal of anger of Jew against Jew, and I'm speaking now of the religious community. There's a great deal of meanness of spirit that should not exist, left against right, and dati against charedi, and one charedi against another dati, and one dati against another dati. It seems we are so bent on having our own opinions heard that we have no patience for anyone else. We have neither savlanut nor sovlanut when we should have both. And I think that Rabin's ghost will spook us for a long time to come. But the most urgent need for tolerance is in the great divide that threatens Israel today, Israel and the diaspora, but the Medina even more. And that is the rift between the religious and the secular. Heretofore, we Datiyim bore the burden of our extremists, what is now called the fundamentalists. Now the embarrassment is shared. Now there has grown up a vicious group of secular fundamentalists who are, as in these radical secularists, are in many ways the mirror image and the secular equivalent of our Natura Carta, or the more right wing of the Natura Carta. And in this clash of two intolerant, fundamentalist, self-confident, self-righteous groups who agree only on the essentials of mutual demonization and of substituting demonstrations for dialogue and barricades for brotherliness, the rest of us are in peril of being drawn into this radicalization of our people and of falling into the abyss created by such fragmentation. And I say that Leman Hashem, this must not be allowed to happen. And in my encounters with certain kinds of secularists, I have found that in almost hard, very hard intolerance. Must tell you, if you'll permit me, an incident that happened to me about 24 years ago. I was invited to participate in an international gathering of WUJIS, the World Union of Jewish Students. It was about a 3 or 4 day conference, mostly of graduate Jewish students from universities all around the world. It took place 30 miles north of Helsinki, Finland, in the dead of winter. So it was an interesting environment. It turned into a 3 day debate between myself and an Israeli secularist. I won't mention his name. You all would recognize it, but it would be Lashon Hara. A brilliant man, debonair, handsome, dashing, glib, very persuasive. And throughout the final day of debate, he was preaching Canaanism. He kept on saying, "Now listen, you and I," he says to the audience, "have very little in common. I belong to the Hebrew nation. I am a Hebrew national. You are a French national. You are an American national. You are a Yugoslavia national. I'm a Hebrew national. We share some remote idea in the past. We have nothing in common." I couldn't take it anymore. So when I got up to speak after him, I said, "Mr. So-and-so, I want you to know something. You've been talking about you're a Hebrew national. The country I come from, Hebrew National is the name of a company that produces bologna. And the only difference is that they say that their bologna is kosher and yours certainly is not." I then turned to him and I said, "Tell me if I'm right or wrong. When you look at me, you don't see a 45-ish American rabbi who may, you know, may be involved in the world. You look at me and you almost see horns on my head. You see a retrogressive cleric, and you know that I stand for the retardation of progress. I want to turn the clock back. I want to deny people their civil liberties. I'm a closed mind. I'm a Neanderthal." He shakes his head. I said, "Therefore, to be honest, Mr. So-and-so, you hate me." So I said, "Now let me tell you what I think of you." I said, "Mr. So-and-so, I love you. I don't love you because you're lovable, because right now you are probably the most unlovable man I ever met in my life. But I love you because I'm an Orthodox Jew. Ein li breira. I was told the ahavta l'reicha kamocha, and even you I have to love. So Mr. So-and-so, you may hate me, I love you." That, I think, summarizes a good deal of what I've tried to say. Sometimes you have to tolerate even the intolerable within limits. It's the only way. He came over to me later, incidentally, and told me what I really hate to hear because it's so superficial. "If only we have more rabbis like you, you know." Man says, you have dozens and hundreds of them, but they just never want to meet them and never listen to them. So we must, as a people, we have got to, all of us, we must do something about broadening a sense of tolerance, not allowing this hatred, this mutual demonization to continue. We've got to aspire to sensitivities that are silken, and we've got to aspire to an integrity that's golden, lest we be sucked into a whirlpool of chaos and anarchy by the likes of the Meshi Zahavs amongst us, who are neither Meshi nor Zahav. Before it's too late, before the lunatics take over the asylum, the moderates on both sides, the sane ones, the normal ones, must meet and create in this country a Brit Shel Achva, a kind of covenant of brotherliness. The moderates, who are usually passive, that's the great fault of being a moderate, we're too passive, have now got to become proactive and together work out a modus vivendi, a way of living together so that tolerance will replace arrogance and replace terror as the coin of this realm. This is not only possible, it's absolutely vitally necessary. Religious and secular moderates. By moderates, I don't mean people who are parva in their Shemitat HaMitzvot. I mean people who believe exactly as we believe, who are willing to argue with and argue with powerfully, but who are not out to terrorize, not out to be intolerant. So tolerance, rather moderates on both sides, have got to plan for some way of meeting the minimum needs of each side in a rational manner, to create an amanah shel sovlanut, a treaty of tolerance that will bind the wounds that are draining pus into our national bloodstream. And those of you who are alumni of yeshiva, if you want to know what I think alumni of yeshiva in Israel can do, do this. Do this. Help create a Brit Shel Achva, an amanah shel sovlanut. Organize the dormant powers of the deeply committed moderates on both sides, and save the integrity of the Medina, and as a consequence of all of Beit Yisrael. It's got to be done. We've got to begin with the general principle of rational, balanced tolerance. Leave the details of specific cases for later. You start with the details, you're finished before you begin. And appoint a high level, prestigious commission composed of people of dignity and acceptable to the tzibur to resolve issues as they come up. Friends, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the V'chol Ma'aminim. We say V'chol Ma'aminim Shehu Notzer Chesed Hasovel U'ma'alim Ayin Bisodedim. God, who is the creator of Chesed, who perseveres in Chesed, is sovel, he is tolerant, and he averts his eyes from the rebellious. He doesn't take every insult and every infraction as a personal affront. It's a great God we have, a forgiving God, a tolerant one. On the principle of imitatio Dei of Ahalachta Bidrachav, that must be our approach as well. I hope we will all do it, that many ones, will volunteer to make that effort and organize ourselves. I wish you luck. We've got to do it here. We've got to do it abroad as well. So that Oseh Shalom Bimromav, Hu Ya'aseh Shalom, Aleinu, V'al Kol Yisrael, V'imru Amen.